The live cattle exports, the biggest budget deficits in our history, its failure to protect Australia's borders, the introduction of the world's only economy-wide carbon tax that it promised would never happen. And I ask, Mr Speaker, given the Prime Minister's failure Order. To act on Saturday to prevent 48 hours of avoidable chaos, how can she expect the Australian people to have any faith whatsoever in this divided and directionless government?
Order. Order. The Prime Minister has to call Prime Minister. Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, Mr Speaker. And to the Leader of the Opposition, I say, gee, it's getting a bit embarrassing for you now, isn't it? There he is with his chants of negativity. Comes in here every day and he's clipped together his little negative slogans. And he's done that with a sense of desperation today because he's in cover-up mode. He does not want to be asked when he knew what he knew about Qantas. Did he know an hour before the planes were grounded? Did he know 24 hours before the planes were grounded? Did he know 48 hours before the planes were grounded? Did he ring up Qantas and suggest the planes should be grounded? Who knows what role the Leader of the Opposition played in this dispute, because he is in cover-up mode. Having screamed for the truth yesterday, having screamed for the truth...